This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of Monday's edition of the Adam Carriker Show. All right. Rule said he got angry emails from people that we didn't punt on the last play. I told you, I was like, I wonder, because I saw people message me about this. Like, I'm going to text Rule, hey, send him out and punt. You know, you need to have him punt in the game. So I'm like, I wonder if Rule got messages. He got angry emails. His parents traveled 9,200 miles and they didn't get to see their son punt. Should we have sent the punter out there for the last play, Jake?
Well, no thanks to BTN. They covered that for about 6 minutes.
They did. They did.
So I think it's where those emails came from. But by the way, shout out for BTN for showing the light show.
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool. Even as on the TV product.
So you're saying Rule should send some angry emails to BTN because it's their fault?
I think so.
From what I've been told, his parents will be in town for the next couple home games. The odds are at some point we're probably going to punt. Okay. So, all right. I was just curious about that. By the way, the light show was phenomenal. Like, they have taken that thing to the next level. I don't even know what more you can add to that outside of bringing in, like, a big-time singer. Because I told you, it had, like, Super Bowl halftime-esque type feel to me, minus the singer. Bring in a singer, and it's like the freaking Super Bowl halftime show.
I feel so bad for Akron because they're getting their butt tossed and they look up, they're just like, "What? This is the worst day ever for us."
They got to sit there and watch. And then they got the Malcolm Hartsog interception as right. part of the light show, too.
Cool, yeah.
All right. Says he wants the mentality of the team not wanting to schedule us because we will beat them up. In other words, be the team that nobody wants to play. You always want to be the team that nobody wants to play. All right, thinks the UNI game, all right, made guys play the brand and not the player, caused us issues against Illinois, talking about Northern Iowa last year, and then maybe weren't as ready for Illinois. Remember how big that Illinois game was? The first time it was ranked versus ranked, because we'd beaten Colorado, we were ranked, Illinois was ranked, it was a Friday game. I remember Chancellor Brewington and I were doing the pregame show at the Kindler, we were just both like, the feeling around here if we beat Illinois. Oh, and then obviously it didn't happen. But I think he's keeping an eye on that, knowing that we're Akron, Houston Christian, and then frickin' Michigan. And I think he wants to learn from that and prevent anything from that they didn't like a year ago happening again. So I like that he brought that up. Says guys need to find their edge and mindset. Oh, I forgot about this. He was pissed at halftime, yelled at the guys during half, says we didn't have a killer instinct, let them drive and almost make a field goal. So when I coach, I don't talk much about the score. It doesn't matter if I'm coaching elementary school kids all the way to high school kids. It does not matter. It does not matter if it's a team or it's a camp. We always play the same. I don't care if we're up 50 to nothing, down 50 to nothing. I don't care if it's 0-0. There is a standard to the way that we play, and that standard is not based on the scoreboard. Now, if you're coaching kids, wins and losses is not everything. At his level, wins and losses is sure an awful lot. Just ask his bank account. My point is, the standard with which you play does not change based on who you are playing or what the score is. In fact, there were games when we played. I remember playing like Western Illinois. And I remember talking to James Harris, the team nutritionist, Friday before. I think that was my first game ever? I think it might have been my first game ever that I was starting. James goes, you getting at least 2 sacks tomorrow, Carriker? Like, the weaker the opponent, the bigger the number better be. And I ended up getting 2 the next day. I was actually mad I didn't get more. That's how I felt. Like, that's, you always find a way to be motivated because the standard of level doesn't play. There's 50 to nothing, 0-0, or you're down 50 to nothing. I don't care if it's Timbuktu, you, or if it's Michigan. And I think that's what Rule's trying to say here. It says TJ Lateef played with confidence. I think he played really well. The future at the quarterback position of Nebraska football is exciting. Did all the little details. He didn't look like a freshman out there. Says Dylan is pushing TJ to get better as well, helping him go through everything and improve daily. Impressed with how sticky the secondary has been. All right, and we'll have to watch how this story unfolds. Donovan Jones might have earned a black shirt. Potentially. We'll have to look into this more and see what happens. Does Vincent Chavis have one yet?
I don't believe so.
We'll have to keep an eye on Vincent. We have to keep an eye on Donovan Jones. You got any thoughts on any of this real quick, Jake?
No, that is interesting. Obviously, Donovan Jones has looked really good out there. Another guy that I wanted to bring up and ask you about, because it was kind of his debut, was Cade Petchak, who got the safety there. What did you feel like we saw from number 93? That's a big number to wear for the Husker uniform. In a Husker uniform, I should say.
True freshman. Obviously, I've said it a million times with Dylan last year. You never know what you're going to get, even with Archie as a punter this year. Although I feel a little bit safer talking about a freshman punter than a freshman quarterback as far as what you're going to get. Very rarely. The hardest place to start and play early on, especially as a true freshman, is in the trenches. To be physically developed, to be to that level, it usually takes time. One of the things he's got, if you watch his high school film, ridiculous explosiveness off the ball. Just ridiculous. Now, what all comes along with that? How quickly does he develop actual hand moves, club rip, club swim, push pull, all that stuff? That's what you don't know. You saw a guy with a ridiculous explosive first couple of steps off the ball who is developing quicker and sooner rather than later. And that's exciting, man. All right. Now I'm getting reports that Donovan Jones did earn a black shirt. I don't know if I can report that 100% for sure, but it seems like he did. I'm sure we'll probably know shortly. You'll be on air, so you can announce to the folks with the black shirt, Bach in the black shirt, with you and Terrell Farley here soon. All right, real quick look ahead. If you're going off the ESPN matchup predictor, we're not a coach, we're not a player, so we can look ahead and we can do this. Nebraska, 69.5% think that Nebraska will win. 30.5% think Michigan will win. Mm. And if we're going to go ahead and look ahead, because we don't have to coach or play on Saturday, Biff Pogge will serve as Michigan's interim head coach during Sherrone Moore's 2-game suspension starting Saturday. And it has been confirmed Donovan Jones has a black shirt. Congratulations, my man. All right. We're the early favorite, according to ESPN, versus Michigan. Thoughts?
Yeah, great job, Sherrone Moore. I'm glad you decided to play, go coach that Oklahoma game. It really worked out for you. Now we don't have you ahead of this week against Nebraska.
I got nothing to add to that. Bach talking trash. All right, until tomorrow, go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bones.